Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters. By the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have reached the two greatest days of the year. Yawmul Arafah, the day of Arafah, and the day of Eid. And it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who chooses to make these days the most significant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen the best of places in the universe to be Makkah, and the best of days to be these two, the best of months to be the 4 months that are considered Muharram and Safar, Dhul Qadah and Dhul Hijj. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees more people's necks from hellfire on this day than any other. So we should take full advantage of these windows of opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. Going back to where we were continuing yesterday, which is the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam himself is a one-man nation, an ummah, and his concern for others. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam made the mi'raj in the seventh heaven, he found Ibrahim alayhi salam, who greeted him as his son, and on his way back, he conveyed to us a message, which if we think about it is his very humbling, that he said to him, convey my salam to your ummah. This is the status that the Khalilullah has given us, that he conveyed his salam to us. And not only that, he sent a nasiha, an advice. He said, tell them that the soil of Jannah is very beautiful and fertile, and the water is very sweet, but Jannah is barren. It is only your plantings that will make it what it is. And he said, when they say Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, a tree is planted for them in Jannah. In other words, do as much dhikr and good deed, because dhikr is representative of all good deeds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. Every good deed is only a good deed if it is done with the consciousness and dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, it's just a habit. And the trees of Jannah is again symbolic in the sense that everything about Jannah is unique. It's just the names that are common. So when we hear descriptions of a fast Arabian horse running 100 years to and doesn't cross the shade of the tree, it gives us an idea that this is how we decorate our own Jannah. And we should be enthusiastic about it. And sometimes when we sit alone, we should think about it. What does my Jannah look like? What have I sent? Just like when we want to build a house in this dunya, we visit it all the time to see how it's going on, how to redesign it, how to make it look more beautiful. So we should look at our deeds and see how our Jannah is being decorated every day, what progress we are making. And we should also be conscious that we don't do anything to destroy what we have done. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us an example in the Quran by saying, don't be like that old woman who weaves a cloth and at the end of the day, pulls it completely apart. This refers to a woman among the Quraysh in the time of Jahiliyyah, and people have given her a name of Raita bint Amir, that she used to get all of her slave girls together and they used to weave together from the wool threads and then have it knitted into a fabric, and at the end of every day she would ask them to pull it all apart completely. So she was known as the foolish of the Quraysh. In other words, don't undo what we have done. Don't do good deeds and then neutralize them by disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by neglect of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's duties. So these special days are days for doing a lot of dhikr Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The two best things we can do today, which is the Yawmul Arafah, is to fast this day. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked about the fasting of Arafah, and he said, يُكَفِّرُ سَنَةً مَادِيَةً وَالْبَاقِيَةً, that this is atonement for the last year that went by and this year. 2 years worth of smaller sins are erased just by proper fasting, with all the etiquettes of fasting and the niyyah of fasting for this day for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a lot of dhikr. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. As we said, each time we say this, just imagine a beautiful construction or a tree being planted for you in Jannah. And about this kalamat, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that these are more beloved to me than anything on which the sun shines. In another narration he said that they are from the Quran and they are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, each one of those. And then, as we know, one of the kalimat that the people in Arafah recite is La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulk wa lahul hamd wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir, as much as possible. About this, the Prophet ﷺ has said that anyone who recites this 100 times in a day, he gets the reward of setting free 10 slaves. Plus, 100 hasanat are written, good deeds are written for him, and 100 of his sins are removed, and no one has done better than him except one who has said this kalima more often. So these are things that have great value, and the value of this will be seen when we need it the most. This is also day for a lot of du'a for ourselves, for our families, for our neighbors, for our teachers, for our students, for our communities, and especially for our ummah. As you know, the ummah is in very difficult circumstances throughout the world. And when we do du'a for others, then the angels say, وَمِثْلَ ذَلِكَ, and for you the same. So don't be stingy in your dua, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, lot of dhikr. The best deed for tomorrow, which is the Eid al-Adha, is to sacrifice. And what we must remember, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the sacrifice, is that it is not the blood and the flesh that reaches Him. It is the spirit in which we do the sacrifice of consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wanting to please Him. And it is symbolic that we are slaughtering our desires and our nafs for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not about the animal. Of course, the animal should be sound and meet the fiqhi requirements, and we should give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as an offering the best. Because if it is not the best, then it's not accepted. If it's not with the right intention, if it's just about the meat and flesh, then it is not accepted. And we have this example from day one, when the two sons of Adam alayhi salam made an offering to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of which was accepted, and the other one did the same thing but was not accepted. So we should think why we are doing this, and we should have the niyyah that, Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm willing to sacrifice whatever is most beloved to me. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not looking for material things. He was not looking for the life of Ismail alayhi salam. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent an animal from the heaven, from a different genetic pool. It was not born from a mother and father, just like the camel of Salih alayhi salam. These two animals came from heaven, and they were both killed, one way or the other. One out of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one out of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the action is the same, but one earns the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one his displeasure. So when we do the sacrifice, we should do it with the intention that, Ya Allah, starting not just today, but this day forward, that I will slaughter every desire of mine that contradicts what pleases you. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to use these 2 days to launch forward in our journey towards Him, and to use it as a platform for recommitting ourselves to Him and His obedience, and following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the sunnah of his father Ibrahim alayhi salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise us with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our sins and the sins of our parents and our elders that have gone before, and the sins of this ummah, and look kindly with his rahmah on this ummah again, and raise from us children and those who follow us who will be better Muslims than we have been. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all the hujjaj their effort and make it a hajj mabroor, and accept the du'as of the hujjaj and forgive this ummah and bring peace and mercy on the world. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.